Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Bleed Blue Show. Here are your hosts, Steve Blair and Chris Miles.
Show 929-477-4171 is the show. Press the number 1 on your touchtone phone if you want to be live on the air for any questions or comments. You can also listen to the show via Skype. Right now there's a lot going on in the world of sports with the NBA and NHL playoffs. Steve Blair flying solo right now. We have game two on the map with the Oklahoma City Thunder and the San Antonio Spurs. We had the Eastern Conference Finals last night. Heat game 3 victory over the Pacers, 99-87. LeBron scores 26. Ray Allen 4 three-pointers. Right now, game 3 in the books for the Miami Heat. Up 2-1 on the Indiana Pacers. Anytime that meltdown that we saw by Indiana, it looked like they just gave up on the game. Miami Heat do what the Miami Heat do this time of the year. They turn it up. Sometimes it looks spotty in the regular season, but when it gets to the playoff times, it's all business. It just seemed like it was just a tale of two halves with those two teams. You have Indiana, pretty much who had control of that first quarter, kind of like just the game started spiraling out of control in the second quarter, and you have a team in Indiana, it just don't look confident going down the stretch, finishing games, finishing plays, just not executing the play they supposed to. But Ray Allen got hot. There's no answer for him coming off those screens and those corner threes. There's nothing I don't think Indiana could do for the rest of this series to stop the Miami Heat. I think it's not going to go get past six games in that series. Miami Heat's going to get to the NBA Finals. And ultimately, Miami Heat's going to win the NBA Championship. I don't care how well the teams are playing in the West. I'm at a point with the Miami Heat where I see it when I believe it. I think their small lineup is, bar none, the deadliest lineup the NBA has to offer right now as far as the last four remaining teams. But I think Pacers are dead in the water. I don't see this happening going past six games for the Miami Heat. Wade is playing very well. Contributions from the rest of the team, as usual, is just business as usual for that team. So I can't see the Pacers beating them. I don't even know how to begin to see them beating them. I just think Hibbert is soft. I think Hibbert just missing bunnies, and after bunnies, jump hook shots just not falling in. It's just not a good look for that team. Not a good look. So basically, Miami Heat up 2-1 on the Indiana Pacers. 929-477-4171 is the calling number. Let's see what other things is going on in the world of sports. Of course, we have game 4 of the NHL Eastern Conference playoffs between the Montreal Canadiens and the New York Rangers. New York Rangers up 2-1. Game 4 tonight, actually coming on soon, within the next hour. We'll see what's going to go down on that series as far as could the Rangers bounce back? Can they show some life in the series? Can they put some more pressure on the Habs in which push that game back to Montreal, go up 3-1. And I don't think the Rangers want to swing the full momentum back into to the Habs' favor as far as bringing it back to Montreal tied up at 2-2. Because in my opinion, I believe the Rangers have controlled this series. They just let a couple of shifts, a couple of plays here and there just get away from them. So it's up to the Rangers to switch back, get back into form, play good, consistent hockey, good shifts, and hopefully, you know, the Rangers will go back up 3-1 in that series. We got daytime baseball scores going on right now. And in the Major League Baseball, we have a no-hitter down in Philadelphia where Josh Beckett of the Los Angeles Dodgers pitches a no-no. They defeat the Philadelphia Phillies in Philly. By the score of 6-0, we have other out of town scores. We have Toronto 3-1 over Oakland, a battle of first place teams. Toronto still up 2 games in the division. Texas 12-4 over Detroit. The Metropolitans fall to the Arizona Diamondbacks 2-1. Milwaukee over Miami 7-1. Cleveland loses 4-2 to the Baltimore Orioles. Washington Nationals 5-2 over Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. The New York Yankees split the 4-game series on the south side of Chicago. Pretty much split in Chicago between the Cubs and the White Sox, where the Yankees picked up a good 7-1 victory over the White Sox. Tanaka gets another win for the New York Yankees, where we see that he pitches 6 2/3 innings, 6 strikeouts, 5 hits. On the Yankees are on the road for the next 3 games at the St. Louis Cardinals to continue on to their Midwest trip. So anything with the Yankees there, they try to pick up 2 games on the series to catch the Toronto Blue Jays in the AL East. Other big news around the NBA besides the playoffs is the big story with the NBA draft lottery. Kind of shocking. It's like, you know, what's going on? The Cleveland Cavaliers pick up another one pick. And that's 3 number 1 picks in the last 4 years. How does that happen? How can that be? Should they change the system? Should they change the lottery system? I do not know how that happened. So it just seems that it could be some sort of conspiracy through the naysayers. I think there's something going on because it's just unexpected, unbelievable how to even fathom the chances of that happening. The Milwaukee Bucks, the Philadelphia 76ers were by far the worst 2 teams in the NBA. I believe the Philadelphia 76ers had a losing streak at least of 25 games during the season. There's something has to be done about that. This is a very deep NBA draft class, and I just hate to see teams that just weren't as good as the other competition, especially in the Eastern Conference, where you have a team like Milwaukee who can use the star power at the number one pick. I don't know who's going to go number one. I would personally pick the guy out of Kansas, the center, his teammate, or Andrew Wiggins, or I would actually go with Jabari Parker. But that's besides the point. Cleveland, you know, last year they drafted Bennett out of UNLV. Thus far, by far, a terrible – he was a bust thus far. Usually you count a bust maybe 4 or 5 years down the line, but maybe he needs some experience. I mean, it's just not a good draft class last year. Maybe they got the benefit of the doubt. Maybe the NBA rewarded Cleveland, say, hey, you know, the 2013 NBA draft was just not as good as what the 2014 draft would be. So, hey, you know what? We'll just give you the number one pick this year anyway. Is it going to keep Kyrie Irving in Cleveland and, you know, piece it around with Lou Aldangs and the Varejaos and all the other pieces. And I'm firing of Mike Brown, the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't know what direction is going on with that team. I don't know if there's going to be I don't know where they're going to go in that direction with that pick. It's going to be interesting, and all the talks about, you know, is it a possibility of LeBron going back to Cleveland, which is possible, which would put them in championship contendership if everybody stays and he goes back to Cleveland. So that's definitely quite possible, bringing LeBron back to Cleveland. So there's a lot to be said with the NBA draft lottery that's coming up soon as the conclusion of the NBA playoffs. And I'm already going to call it right now. It's just going to be the Miami. He's going to be they're going to three-peat. I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I really believe as it hates me to say that, but, you know, they are definitely, when clicking on all cylinders, they are the best team in the league. I think, you know, San Antonio has a lot to prove of letting Game 6 get away from them last year, but it's just a matter of this Miami's just been there, done that. It's been like that for at least the last 4 years, even when they even lost to the Dallas Mavericks in that NBA Finals. But it's just we'll just look and see how that goes with the Eastern Conference playoffs. I don't think it's going to go past Game 6. Let's see other news around sports. NFL news, you know, we already have Manziel, Cleveland Browns. We have Hayden, he signed the contract, the 4-year extension. That's a good defense that Cleveland has got right there for the Cleveland Browns. We have the QB controversy. I wouldn't even call it controversy. I guess say a mix up. The competition is the word with the New York Jets. Actually, we got the you know, we have Geno Smith, we got Michael Vick, Taj Boyd. You know, we have a lot of good quarterbacks on the gangrene side of things. You know, Geno Smith's job to lose, in my opinion. I can see Mike Vick accelerating in that morning week offense. That's going to be a good competition. But, you know, right now, pretty much sports is being dominated on the NBA and NHL landscape, where in the NHL, besides the Montreal Canadiens and the New York Rangers, we also have, you know, the Western Conference going on right now, where the LA Kings is up 2-1 on the Chicago Blackhawks. They picked up a key game 3 victory yesterday in LA versus the Chicago Blackhawks. Now the Blackhawks are down 2-1. The Blackhawks is a very experienced team. The LA Kings are a very good playoff team. They're led by Quick. In between the goal nets, we have Mike Richards and those boys. We have Dustin Smith. We have the LA Kings right now. Believe the 2012 NHL Stanley Cup champions versus the champs from a few years back, which is the Chicago Blackhawks. So it's pretty much a Western Conference powerhouse right now going on with the NHL. So it's a matter of sports right now. So it's just we're on the game. Game 2, Game 3 tonight with the Western NBA Western Conference Finals. It's Memorial Day weekend. Everybody's out and about. Family eating, you know, barbecue, having a good time. Family, remember our fallen soldiers. Just get this good. So, anytime with the show, call in. Sure, questions on any sport, you know, Knicks, Giants, Yankee, Rangers. We have everything else going with the playoffs, with the NBA, NHL, draft picks, outside news, contracts, extensions, and all of that. So, going forward, we'll take your calls going on for the season going forward. If there's any news, updates with the show, we're definitely going to plug you in. You can listen to the show here on Blog Talk. You can also listen from your cell phone via Skype. And then that's pretty much it. We're going to have more news when it comes to the all the sports teams. We're going to get to the thick of things. So everybody enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. That's pretty much the brief news and the sports going on as of right now. And have a good one.